And now dictation for Mary Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 9, 47. Address as a letter, Dr. Kabir, K-H-A, B as in boy, I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow-up for Mrs. Natzel, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in July, comes accompanied with daughter, no hospital visit, within the last month, intestinal viruses, probably noroviruses, did not require hospital admission, already improved. There has been weight loss, but she's trying to eat healthy. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding. That has frequency in nocturia, but denies infection, clouding in her blood. Denies chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, ID rad review system being negative. She told me that she's supposed to have a 10-year follow-up colonoscopy for screening purposes. Prior 10 years ago, apparently no abnormalities. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the bistolic. Aldactone, she has not received the B12 for a few months. Next paragraph, present weight 130, blood pressure is running high, 180 over 60 on the left side. Some cognitive decline, but very pleasant, alert, oriented to person, place, recognizes me. Answers all the questions, normal speech, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is August, creatinine 1.15. Improved over the prior testing in July. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR of 49. Anemia 12.3, abnormal white blood cell platelet, low sodium, high potassium, upper normal acid base, normal calcium, no albumin or phosphorus done. Previously, they were normal. Next paragraph, she has renal artery stenosis with the last testing November 2022. Right renal artery around 60% stenosis, left side it was open. Kidneys in that opportunity, normal size, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, no persistent changes, uncontrolled hypertension. Few years back, testing for renal artery stenosis around 60%, was following with Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I. At that time, this decision was not to perform an angiogram or a stenting. Blood pressure in the office, however, is running high. She's going to check it at home. We discussed different options. If persistently elevated, we can always redo a CT scan, angiogram, and potential intervention. Or we could adjust medications further. Because of the high potassium, we are not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. She is on aldactone, similar restrictions. We could add a diuretics or a calcium channel blocker. Already on a high dose of beta blocker bistolic. nocintas aviorrhea, encefalápatis, pericarditis. There is anemia, but does not require EPO treatment. Albumin phosphorus to be included on the chemistries in a regular basis. All questions answered to patient and daughter. They are going to call me back. End of dictation.